Marvel director Gurinder Chadha's new film, Blinded by the Light, is based on the memoir Greetings from Brewery Park, which chronicles the author's experiences as a British Muslim boy growing up in the 1980s and the impact that Bruce Springsteen's lyrics had upon him. Gurinder, welcome to the Sundance Reel.
Good morning.
So with the help of this author, and Sarfraz Manzoor?
Yeah, Sarfraz Manzoor.
Okay. You developed the film out of your shared passion for Bruce Springsteen. You both met him at the London premiere of the Springsteen doc, The Promise, in 2010, and discovered that he had not only read but admired the book. So is that where you pitched the film to him?
Absolutely. Boy, did we pitch. Yes, we used that as our moment because once I read Sarfraz's book, I knew that the only way we were ever going to turn this into a film was to have Bruce's blessings. So we chose that moment, and on the red carpet, we were all ready to accost him. But what was wonderful was that he actually had read the book, and he came over and told Sarfraz what a beautiful book it was. So we chose that moment, jumped in, and said, we want to turn it into film. Please support us. And he said, sounds good. Talk to John. And he pointed to John Landau and Barbara Carr and Tracy Nurse, his colleagues. And we made contact with them. And from there on started doing what was almost a Herculean task, which was to write a screenplay that we knew Bruce would like. Because that was the only way this film was going to get made was if Bruce liked the screenplay.
And so, when was that initial red carpet event?
It was 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did Bruce, has he seen the finished product? And what was his reaction?
So obviously he liked the script. So we made the movie. And last year, 2017, I took what was almost my sort of final cut to New York to show it to him in a little room with some of his managers. And it was incredibly nerve-wracking, as you can imagine, because as we were sitting there waiting for Bruce to come in, John Landau said, what are you going to do if Bruce doesn't like it? You know, and it was the first time I kind of thought, oh my God, what am I going
You're like,
to do?
Thanks a lot.
You know, all these like 7 years of blood, sweat and tears. But I had made every decision in the film. Every decision I made was to honor his words and honor Sarfraz's words equally. So it was to bring both those what seemed like two very different entities and their words together. And that's all I could do, was honor them. And so Bruce came in, said, hello, let's watch the movie. Like, no chit-chat. You know, you don't get chit-chat with Bruce. and we watched it, and I sat behind him, and I was able to watch his crow's feet, you know, as the reactions. and he laughed, and he was very taken. And at the end, once I turned the lights on, he walked over and he gave me a big hug and a kiss and said, thank you for looking after me so beautifully.
So millions would agree that Springsteen's music is transformative. I mean, why do you think it's such a good match for today's current times?
Well, Springsteen's music is not romanticized. It is lyrical, it is beautiful, it is powerful. And what he sings about really is reality. Life is tough. He says, life is tough. And you've just got to find beauty in the little things around you that give you hope and give you pleasure. So girls, you know, that, as we say in the film, those are his salvation. He's got a lot of songs about girls. You know, he has a lot of songs about, you know, working hard and the ordinary working man, you know, trying to make it. And these are those times, you know, where ordinary people, I think, do feel alienated. I think we have political leaders all over the world, you know, who are sometimes you know, riding roughshod over the kind of society that we might want to see, you know, and want our children to be part of. And instead you have agendas of division, dissension, and really this film is showing the power of how universal we are and how we kind of all laugh and cry at the same things and kind of want the same things out of society and out of our neighbours.
Yeah. Every Bruce fan has a favorite song. What's yours, and is it in the film?
So if you ask any Bruce fan that, they'll tell you that that's an impossible question.
You know the right answer.
Exactly. Impossible.
Okay, so saying that, what is it?
No. Songs, yeah. There are different songs for different times.
Right.
I have to say, obviously, there are all the classics. If you ask me what I replay over and over, like I've heard it once and I've got to put it on again, I would say Thunder Road. I would say Jungle Land. These are two songs to me that are so powerful and are little movies in themselves. They tell stories which are very filmic. So I love those. One of my go-to albums always is Ghost of Tom Joad because of it is the essence of Bruce. I said very publicly at the time, post 9/11, that I thought The Rising was one of the most eloquent responses to 9/11 by an American ever. And I still stand by that. So, yeah, you want me to go on? Should we just show
no,
that
I'm
Bruce?
Just. I know. I'm just having flashbacks. Oh.
So, do you use the soundtracks? I mean, is it his music or is it? Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it. I'm sorry, but
yeah, it's we honor the words of Springsteen, you know, and the philosophy of the man, and his guidance on how to get through tough times, if you like. And so it's not really a musical as such, but we do use his music extensively to help guide our character, you know, on his journey. And the strength for me was to make his words fit our narrative. So I had to believe that the songs that I've used of Bruce's are 17 songs, but there are also other songs from the 80s, you know, Pet Shop Boys, and, you know, we even have Tiffany in there. And Bruce loved that we had all these other 80s songs, not just his, because it gave you a full context of the world that he was writing in, you know, up to 1987. The power of his words was really, in the screenplay, was I had to get to a point where I felt that he had written these songs just for me and my movie, you know, although they exist separately for him and millions of Bruce fans around the world. We took his songs and made them feel like they were part of our narrative and they belong to our film.
And what kind of reaction? Tell us about your premiere.
Well, that was amazing, because from day one I had always wanted the first audience screening of the film to be here at Sundance, which I believe is the premier festival for independent movies. And I wanted, so no one had seen the film, and I hadn't seen the film with an audience at all until the other night for the premiere. So I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go down, obviously. I mean, I knew obviously there were Springsteen fans in the audience. And when I introduced the film, I couldn't help burst into a verse of Hungry Heart with the audience. And everyone was singing along just to get in the mood. But what was wonderful was to see people clap during the movie. You know, there were moments. It's not a spoiler, but there is a moment where Javed and his friend come to Newark Airport and the passport guy stops them and says, "What is the purpose of your visit?" And he's quite stern. And because of memories of the Muslim ban and all this, you're sort of sitting there going, oh, boy, they're not going to let him in. What's going to happen? And you can see the crowd sort of tenses up. And he passport official says, hey, you know, to his friend, these guys are here, you know, purpose of their visit is to visit New Jersey, you know, to see Bruce Springsteen's hometown, you know. And the boys look at each other like, oh, my God. And then the passport official goes, I can't think of a better reason to visit the United States of America, and punches his passport. And the whole crowd erupted in applause because everyone was like, yeah, that's the America we want to be part of.
Right,
you know?
Like that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. And I think that, like, I've got chills thinking about it now. And in the second screening I was in, the same thing happened. So there is something about the film that calls on the kind of America that Javed looks up to and Javed wants to be part of, because it's Bruce's America. So I guess that was one thing I couldn't tell before. But now at Sundance and seeing it with a largely American audience, it's somehow capturing that sentiment that, you know, Bruce's America is certainly the one that the audience sort of wants to be part of.
You mentioned this is the first time you've had that experience at Sundance, but you're really so entrenched with this festival. How many times have you been here?
Oh, I've been here many times. I came here as a struggling filmmaker myself, and I was part of the Writers' Lab. And I developed a script there called What's Cooking, which then opened Sundance a few years later as the opening night film. It's my Thanksgiving movie, which is on every year on TV, but no one knows that I made it, I think, because it's so American. But it's four families in LA who celebrate Thanksgiving, and it's that weekend. And there's an African-American family with Alfred Woodard and Dennis Haysbert, Latin American family, Mercedes Rule, Jewish American family with Kira Sedgwick and Juliana Margulies and Maury Chaykin, and a Vietnamese American family headed with Joan Chen. And these women and these parents, they're all trying to hold their families together, you know. And then, of course, on the Thanksgiving table, things kind of explode. And then you realize, even though they're from such diverse backgrounds, that all families deal with the same stuff, you know. That opened Sundance in the year 2000. And then I've been back. I came back with Bend It Like Beckham. I've been back with other movies. I came as a director to the lab.
Why do you keep... I mean, it sounds to me like you'll always come back. And I mean, you're open to the possibility of what's going to be different this year. I don't know. And to hear you speak at the Women in Sundance event was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had my radical female hat on for that event.
Which was the proper attire.
Oh, thank you. I feel that we are all storytellers. Sundance, you know, is about storytelling, and people who are on the margins, you know, tell their stories and they get a platform here. People whose stories might not necessarily ever be seen are here. You know, people who are given a voice through the Sundance Institute, through, you know, as new writers, directors, actors, people at the festival, filmmakers. It's just a fantastic philosophy on filmmaking this place exudes. And I feel that, you know, I really wish we had something like this in Britain, you know. It's not commercial, although people have tried to make it commercial, you know. It still has its own identity. You still turn up at a red carpet in big snow boots and puffer jackets. Like, you know, for my premiere, I had a nice suit on, I had some jewelry, and everyone went, nah, take that off. I was like, okay, you know.
It's like I forgot where I was.
Well, I was trying to make an effort.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on finally getting that big premiere, that, you know, big wow for yourself too, to get to experience the audience like that. What other screenings are coming up do we have?
We have Friday the 1st at 9:30, and I think that's the only local one, so you may have one more.
We have an extra one, actually, today because of the demand. So this afternoon, there is an extra screening for people, and tomorrow, I'm lost with what day.
It's Tuesday, okay, we didn't know
right?
What day it was either.
It's Tuesday,
you're
right?
You're with us.
It's Tuesday.
It's Wednesday afternoon. But we're very, very lucky. We had a lot of interest from a lot of great companies, distribution companies. So I do believe the film will be seen quite extensively across the U.S., you know, once it's released.
Okay. Well, again,
thanks so much for
your time. Again, we've been speaking with Gurinder Chadha, the director of Blinded by the Light. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW.
Hi.